So Be Glad Your Nose Is on Your Face by Jack Prudeliski. Be glad your nose is on your face, not pasted in some other place. For if it were where it is not, you might dislike your nose a lot. Imagine if your precious nose were sandwiched in between your toes. That clearly would not be a treat, for you'd be forced to smell your feet. Your nose would be a source of dread were it attached atop your head. It soon would drive you to despair, forever tickled by your hair. Within your ear, your nose would be an absolute catastrophe, for when you were obliged to sneeze, your brain would rattle from the breeze. Your nose, instead, through thick and thin, remains between your eyes and chin, not plastered on some other place. Be glad your nose is on your face. What a silly poem. Let's see what else I can find for you. The People Upstairs by Ogden Nash. The people upstairs all practice ballet. Their living room is a bowling alley. Their bedroom is full of conducted tours. Their radio is louder than yours. They celebrate weekends all the week. When they take a shower, your ceilings leak. They try to get their parties to mix by supplying their guests with pogo sticks. And when their fun at last abates, they go to the bathroom on roller skates. I might love the people upstairs more if only they lived on another floor. Ooh, Home Alone, that sounds very Christmassy. Home Alone by Inarkito. My family's gone. There's no one home. It's only me who's home alone. I shouldn't hear a single squeak. There shouldn't even be a creak. So what's that thumping that I hear? It must mean one thing. Death is near. You're an adult. You'll be just fine, I tell myself. I dial 9. Was that a knock upon the door? My heart beats faster than before. I know it's closed. I've checked the lock. At least my killer knows to knock. I cannot sleep, though I'm in bed. I've made amends with God instead. If he decides that it's my time, then this will be my very last rhyme. I hear a bang and then a break. My head shoots up. There's no mistake. I turn my music volume high so I won't hear the way I die. I run upstairs, desk lamp in hand, over my head, ready to land. And right before it did just that, I remembered I have a cat. You're going to like that one. Oh, that's amazing. This Is Just to Say by William Carlos Williams. Can you imagine your parents naming you William Williams? That just seems cruel. I have eaten the plums that were in the icebox and which you were probably saving for breakfast. Forgive me, they were delicious, so sweet and so cold. I don't always understand poetry. I think I still really am at the Dr. Seuss level of loving the rhyming fox in socks feeling of some poetry / limericks. Missing by Anne Scott. I've hunted near, I've hunted far, I've even looked inside my car. I've lost my glasses. I'm in need to have them now so I can read. I loudly swear and I curse. Did I leave them in my purse? Are they behind the sofa, under the bed? Oh, there they are, on my head. True story. A Crime Scene by Albert Van Hoogmoed. Hoogmoed. Hoogmoed? Hoogmoed. I would love to hear that professionally pronounced. There's been a murder. A woman was killed, found in a bathtub, partially filled. A pair of policemen went into the house and questioned the poor woman's spouse. He'd just come home from working all night and found her like that. A terrible sight. The younger policeman looked on with dismay. He'd never forget that terrible day. He saw the young woman from behind the door and empty milk cartons all over the floor, scattered strawberries, slices of fruit, and spoonfuls of sugar and honey to boot. Who would have done this terrible thing? His voice had a horrified, pitiful ring. Just look at the clues, replied Sergeant Miller. It looks like the work of a serial killer. All of that for a bad pun. That's a dad joke in poetry form. Let's see. Funny young fellow. There's no author on this one. A funny young fellow named Perkins was terribly fond of small jerkins. One day after tea, he ate 93 and pickled his internal workings. Because jerkings are pickles, right? Jerkins, Perkins. Oh, Shel Silverstein, rain. I opened my eyes and looked up at the rain, and it dripped in my head and flowed into my brain. And all that I hear as I lie in my bed is the slishy slosh of the rain in my head. I step very softly. I walk very slow. I can't do a headstand. I might overflow. So pardon the wild, crazy thing I just said. I'm just not the same since there's rain in my head. My Dog Ate My Essay by Daryl Sardelli. But my brain said my dog ate my pussy, which is not a pleasant mental picture. My doggy ate my essay. He picked it up, picked up all the mail. He cleaned my dirty closet and dusted with his tail. He straightened out my posters and swept my wooden floor. My parents almost fainted when he fixed my bedroom door. I did not try to stop him. He made my window shine. My room looked like a palace. My dresser smelled like pine. He fluffed up every pillow. He folded all my clothes. He even cleaned my fish tank with the toothbrush and a hose. I thought it was amazing to see him use the room. I'm glad he ate my essay on how to clean my room. Toilet Strategy by Joanne Fuchs, F-U-C-H-S, Fuchs. A little boy sat on the toilet. He was in there way too long. His mom came in to check. She thought something was wrong. He's sit and sigh, sit and sigh. Then he'd slap the top of his head. Why do you do that? His mother asked. Works for ketchup, he said. Oh, no. One last one. Mr. Grumple Dump's song. Grumple Dump? Mr. Grumple Dump's song by Shel Silverstein. Everything's wrong. Days are too long. Shun signs. Shun signs. Oh, fuck. Sunshine. Daylight. Sunshine's too hot. Wind is too strong. Clouds are too fluffy. Grass is too green. Ground is too dusty. Sheets are too clean. Stars are too twinkly. Moon is too high. Water's too drippy. Sand is too dry. Rocks are too heavy, feathers too light. Kids are too noisy, shoes are too tight. Folks are too happy, singing their songs. Why can't they see it? Everything's wrong. Oh, I need to look up silly poetry more often. What a gaffe. I hope that was entertaining for you as well. Bye.